to Sight.
Spend the day with Sight.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome once again to yet another beautiful Thursday. Today is 29th of April, and just a few days ago, we observed the Aradhana Day. And Aradhana Day always is a day which brings back so many deep moments. You want to do Aradhana, you want to worship, you want to offer yourself, you want to shed your tears, cry out to Him and worship His feet with your tears. Every Thursday, in so many centers and Sai Samitis all over the world, people do bhajans. Every Thursday is so sacred to every Sai devotee. In many centers, they would chant the 108 names of Bhagwan and do the Aradhana. They would chant the Ashtotra, Shatanamavidhi. And to help us in this Aradhana Sadhana, we thought it would be nice to offer devotees these 108 names of the Lord with correct pronunciation, accompanied with beautiful apt pictures of Bhagavan. And that is what we submitted at Bhagavan's lotus feet on our channel Sri Satya Sai Official, as well as in our vernacular channels Sri Satya Sai Anandavani, Sri Satya Sai Sandesha Jhari, Sri Satya Sai Premavani. So this is something that is always there in our YouTube channel. You can use it every Thursday or whenever to picturize the form of Bhagavan. And as you chant every mantra, look at the meaning of that mantra. Dwell deep into how He has taken care of you through that beautiful attribute and shed your tears of gratitude and penitence.
Om Shri Bhagavan Satya Sai Babaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Satya Swarupaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Satya Dharma Parayanaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Varadaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Satpurushaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Satya Gunatmane Namaha. Om Shri Sai Sadhu Vardhanaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Sadhu Jana Poshanaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Sarvajnaya Namaha. Om Shri Sai Sarvajana Priyaya Namaha.
So that was a glimpse of the Ashtotra Shatanamavali that we have now offered. And you can make use of it in your daily sadhana on the Aradhana Day to help us reflect on what Bhagwan has left for us. What is it that we have? What is it that we lost? And what is the way we can make most of what we have got? We had a panel discussion how to experience Sai Sannidhi, and last Thursday, 22nd of April on our YouTube channel, you would have watched the panel discussion wherein two members of the Media Center and two brothers from the Sri Sathya Sai Center for Human Values participated. We reflected on what are the gifts that Bhagwan has left for us. And we ended the session with a beautiful song. This song was again another gift of Bhagwan just in time. A Western devotee who had come to him way back in 1970s came in touch with us just a few days ago, and within 2 days he just wrote this song, sang, did the music and sent it to us. It just happened like how it happens with Bhagwan, mysteriously and at breakneck speed. That's how we got this song. The song is called Sai and I Are One. It is there on our YouTube channel, Sri Sathya Sai Official. Let me give you a glimpse of this beautiful song, and then I will share with you something even more beautiful.
I are one, Sai and I are one. He's in me, around me, he surrounds me, above me, below me, he does know me. This light is growing as he does show me the truth, bright as the sun, Sai and I are one, Sai and I are one, Sai and I are one, Sai and I are one.
So this is composed by Jan Negro. He's in the US. And when we uploaded this on the Aradhana Day as a separate song on our YouTube channel, his wife Janice Negro calls me and says, "You don't know what it means to us." It was on April 24th, way back in 1978, that Swami had performed our wedding in the interview room in Prashantinilayam. And it is on the same day that this song got uploaded on the official channel of Media Center. How else can I offer my gratitude to Bhagwan? The way Bhagwan connects the dots, the way Bhagwan all the time in his own inscrutable manner guides our lives and fills us with this little and bigger joys. It's beyond us. On the Sri Sathya Sai Kids World, our YouTube channel for children, we offered the Pancharatna Kriti. The Sai Pancharatna Kritis are 5 timeless compositions on the life of Bhagwan, which are like the traditional Pancharatna Kritis, which were done by Saint Tyagaraja. And every year on Aradhana Day, these 5 Pancharatna Kritis are offered in the morning of April 24th. And so many people over the years have learned these kritis and they sing it with so much joy. In the Sri Sathya Sai Kids World, we offered you the first of the Sai Pancharatna Kritis, Pranamami Saisha, sung by 2 little children from Tirupati. Tanishka and Kirtana, they have sung this Sai Pancharatna Kritis, and it is so beautiful to hear how these little kids have picked up and so soulfully offered to Bhagwan. takes quite an amount of effort to learn these kritis. Unless you're classically trained, it will need a lot of training. And it is so heartening to see these little children from Tirupati who have spent that effort and learned these kritis and sung so beautifully. Talking about music and his melodies, every Tuesday we offer on our main channel, Sri Sathya Sai Official, Sri Sathya Sai Sangeet, wherein we bring you a lovely concert that was offered in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan. And in the Tuesday that went by in the last week, we've offered you a lovely composition, lovely rendering by Sri Bombay Jayashri. It is actually composed by the legendary composer Saluri Rajeshwara Rao. It is a beautiful song on Bhagwan and it is sung by Padma Shri Bombay Jayashri. So if you have not yet seen this, heard this, don't miss it. So apart from this, in our Hindi channel, Sri Sathya Sai Premavani, you have the story of the Trai Vrindavan. April 26th was the anniversary of Bhagwan's abode in Vrindavan, his ashram in Bengaluru. And on this very day, April 26th, this year, we offered you the story of how this Trai Vrindavan came into being. We had done it in English earlier, as part of our series Prashanti Chronicles, and now you have it in Hindi in our Hindi channel Sri Sathya Sai Premavani. And talking about Prashanti Chronicles, I have to share with you the recent upload. We have offered the second part of the story of the Hanuman statue. We had offered the first almost a year ago, and after that, because of many unforeseen circumstances, we were not able to release the second part. And finally, by Bhagwan's grace, on the day of Hanuman's birthday, the Hanuman Jayanti day, on 27th of April, that is, on the Tuesday, we offered the second part of the story of the Hanuman statue, the 65-foot towering Hanuman statue, the iconic figure of Prashanti Nilayam. And if you have not yet seen this, please enjoy this in our channel, Sri Sathya Sai Official.
After blessing this pot in entirety, Bhagwan's hand now swiftly moved in circles in the air, and what emerged was a shining, resplendent, golden statue of a majestic Hanuman, Hanuman holding the Sanjeevani Hill. Swami showed this to the engineers and the sculptors, and Swami said, "Make the Hanuman statue exactly like this. It was 3.5 inches in height, a lovely masterpiece. It was a life-changing moment for everyone involved.
So that is a glimpse of Prashanthi Chronicles, the story of the Hanuman statue, and there are many more stories coming up, lined up for the series Prashanthi Chronicles in the coming months as we march slowly towards the 96th birthday of Bhagwan. And before I leave you, let me remind you of the second part of the panel discussion, How to Experience Sai Sannidhi, that will be offered at Bhagwan's feet this evening, 7:30, and on our YouTube channel. You can continue to soak in these moments and reflections of how we can experience His presence as palpably as how it was when He was physically there. So that is a little bit about what has happened in the last week and what is lined up for today. There is so much more, and I urge you to explore our YouTube channels, Sri Satya Sai Kids World, Sri Satya Sai Official, Sri Satya Sai Premavani, Sri Satya Sai Sandesh Jhari, Sri Satya Sai Amritavani, the Kannada channel, Sri Satya Sai Anandavani, the Tamil channel. And let us fill every moment of our life in these difficult times, thinking only about Him, soaking ourselves in the energizing power of His love and His presence. Wishing you a beautiful, sighful Thursday ahead. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.